That brings us to the most useful habit you can develop before the exam. For every major fact you have learned, be able to finish this sentence, but the pre-scene does not tell us. Revenue per visitor rose to around $54, but the pre-scene does not tell us whether that increase came from ticket prices, food, beverages, retail, or some combination. Hasper World is 100% family owned, but the pre-scene does not tell us its cash balance, borrowing capacity, or financing preference. Hasper World values the planet, but the pre-scene does not tell us what environmental program it currently operates. Hasper World has an app, but the pre-scene does not tell us that it has all the advanced functions described in the industry section. The park closes certain rides in the wetter months. But the pre-scene does not say the whole park closes. That sentence stops you turning assumptions into facts. And that matters because one of the most common weaknesses identified in examiner reports is candidates forcing pre-scene information into answers, whether it is relevant or not. They learn a fact. They like the fact. They are determined to use the fact. Do not do that. A fact is not worth marks because it is true. It is worth marks because it helps answer the requirement. Imagine you get a question in September about a proposed technology investment. You might be desperate to mention the 30% family shareholding, the 11 roller coasters, the 53% sustainability statistic, and the hotel revenue trend. But if none of those facts helps you evaluate the technology proposal, leave them out. The examiner does not reward you for proving that you read the pre-scene. The examiner rewards you for using relevant case information to answer the task.